Слава Україні!
Героям слава!
They had been waiting for this moment for years, hoping and perhaps praying that the world had not forgotten them. These 10 visibly tired, exhausted former prisoners arrived in Kiev after mediation by the Vatican. Some had been captured years before Russia's full-scale invasion began in February 2022. Among those freed was Nariman Jelyal, deputy head of the Melis, a representative body of Crimean Tatars that was relocated to Kiev after Russia seized the peninsula in 2014. He was taken from Crimea, where he lived despite the annexation, 1 year before the war. The former prisoners, wrapped in blue and yellow flags, reunited with families in Kiev and called those who couldn't be there. For some, the separation had lasted many years. Two Ukrainian Greek Catholic priests were also among those freed. One of them, Bohdan Heleta, was detained in 2022 in his church in the occupied city of Berdyansk in the southeastern region of Zaporizhia. He urged the world not to forget those who stayed behind. There are a lot of our men, he says, and girls and women are there. They need help, concrete help. They are waiting for this help. I also ask the world to react even more. Pope Francis, in an address on Saturday, called for the release of all prisoners in the war and thanked God for the liberation of the two priests. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a statement that he was grateful to everyone who helped and especially acknowledged what he called the efforts of the Holy See in bringing these people home. Ukraine's Coordination Headquarters for the Treatment of Prisoners of War says 3,310 Ukrainians have already been released from Russian captivity since Russia's full-scale invasion. They also include 90 war prisoners released by each side earlier this week. The United Arab Emirates mediated the exchange of the 180 prisoners of war. Yet, with many still behind bars, President Zelensky has said he still hopes all prisoners can be exchanged, as Europe's bloodiest war since World War II is now raging in its third year. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.